you were at a high school game tonight, you know it was cold and windy and perfect fall football weather. And it did not stop the North Ridgeville Rangers from defeating their Southwestern Conference rival, North Olmsted Eagles, with a final score of 44-21 in tonight's High School Game of the Week presented by PNC Bank. John, looking back at tonight's game, what did the Rangers do that helped them capitalize and get the win?
I think they stuck to their game plan. I mean, it didn't take long for the fans to see why Demaryius McCall is one of the best running backs in the country. First play from scrimmage, he took it 70-some yards for a touchdown, and that really set the tone for the night. Sellinger did a great job managing the game once McCall did get injured in the first half. He ended up having two touchdowns. He rushed for 30 yards. He really did a good job commanding the huddle and keeping the offense in tune. For the most part, they did a good job keeping DeMario in check in the first half. So you do have to give credit to the Eagles there. It was their homecoming night. They'll move on next week. They're 3-3, and the Rangers move on to 5-1. And they've got a big matchup next week against the Avon Eagles.
With the very first play from scrimmage, DeMario McCall ran the Rangers ball 67 yards for our first touchdown of the game, making it known he showed up to play. The Eagles didn't let the big play or the win faze them and continued with their passing game, throwing a 35-yard touchdown pass to Ryan Coleman. But again, McCall came out and turned on the Jets for a 21-yard touchdown run up the Eagles' sideline, making the score 13-7 in the first quarter. In the second quarter, the Eagles got the ball all the way down to the 5-yard line, and on a pass into the end zone, the Rangers' Jordan Montgomery intercepted the ball, stopping the Eagles from scoring and making it our play-like-a-Brown moment. The Rangers took advantage of the opportunity, driving the ball back into the Eagles' territory, setting up Jason Fernandez with a 1-yard touchdown run, increasing their lead 23-7. With an opportunity to close the gap, the Eagles' passing game continued to soar, allowing Mario DeJoy a 16-yard jaunt into the end zone. The second half continued to feature the Rangers, and even with some adjustments to the offense, they were still able to find the end zone. Next man up, Cameron Wright at running back, got in the end zone off a 24-yard run. The Rangers defense also had a big night, holding the Eagles to only one touchdown pass in the second half, making it an all-around team victory.
At halftime, we had to make some changes because obviously we had two big players go down. You know, our first-string tailback in DeMario McCall and then our second-string tailback in Jason Grammaticus. So I know we had to substitute players in for spread offense, and we still had to, you know, help other players get to the game. So I know it was my job to help everybody out and get them to know what they were doing.
Just joy. I'm ecstatic. You know, anytime we play what we call Ranger football, it's tough and physical and make big plays and play good defense. It really gets me going. So I'm excited. As always, I guess coaches get to enjoy it for about 5 hours or so, and then it's back at it tomorrow.
Thanks again for joining us this week, and good luck to the North Ridgeville Rangers with the rest of your season. Don't forget to log on each week to clevelandbrowns.com/community and vote for the matchup you want to see us cover. We cover a different game each week, and you can vote as much as you want, so make sure you're getting to that website. For John LaForce, I'm Elizabeth Mentally. See you next week.